Good morning, church. It's exciting to be in church today. We are taking a scripture reading this morning from the book of Psalms, chapter 90, the entire book, the entire chapter we would read this morning. Psalms 90. I'm reading from the New International Version. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, you mortals. 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning, it springs up new, but by evening, it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a mourn. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures, yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. If only we knew the power of your anger. Your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Lord. How long would it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing with joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to your children, to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Amen.
One of the things people always say when it comes to December is, "I can't believe it is already Christmas, isn't it?" Have you said that? Maybe before that, October. Who else thinks that this year has just gone fast? Yeah. For me, I think especially December, it just went fast. It's just like a blur. And we had Christmas, it came and gone, and would you believe that in the supermarkets they're already selling hot cross buns for Easter? It's amazing, isn't it? Time flies. In a few hours, we'll say goodbye to 2023, and we'll step into a brand new year. Now, I don't know how many of you noticed this hourglass staying up here. If you were here at 10 o'clock, you'd have seen I kept it up there. All the sand was up there and it started flowing down. Now, I want to ask your observations. What do you see when you see the hourglass? Time? What else?
Time is running out.
Time is running out, yep. I can't hear you. Need to yell out. I can't hear you. Beginning and the end. And yep.
Use of the time that's left.
Use of the time that is left. Continuous movement. Yeah. Doesn't stop. Right. You might probably. Anybody else?
Sand.
Interesting. Interesting. There is sand. It's, yeah, when it's gone down, it doesn't go up. Yeah. It's like boiling an egg. Right, yeah. I should have boiled an egg up here. Sorry? Better hurry up what I'm doing. Hey, I should hurry up because it's time is running out. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? It is kind of deceptive. I mean, you look at it and you see, oh, it's going. I mean, it's not going, but it is moving fast. It's a reminder of how quickly time passes and life is passing. Good on you for noticing, Erin. It is sand, isn't it? For me, it's not just a reminder of time passing, it's a reminder that I am made out of dust, sand. And one day, I will return to dust. And the spirit will go to the Creator, God. Now, I guess this is one of the reflections that Psalm 90 is bringing us. Compared to the eternal nature of God, in verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 90, the rest of the psalm makes it clear that the life is brief. The brevity of life, the shortness of life, the fast, fleeting nature of human life. Psalm 90 is the oldest psalm in the book of Psalms. It was written by Moses when he was in his last season of his life. Here he looks back at his life and he writes this reflection. I'm not going to go through the whole psalm. It's going to be very brief. But I'm going to work through a few verses that is relevant for us this morning. Have a look at verse 9 and 10 in Psalm 90. It says, "All our days pass away under your rod. We finish our years with a moan." Verse 10, "Our days may come to 70 years or 80. And for some of you, it's 90, isn't it? Because you have strength. "Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow. For they quickly pass and we fly away." And Moses reminds us something, an obvious point that we all miss, we all just ignore, that years of our lives are made out of days. Years of our lives are made out of days. You may think 70, 80 years is a long time. I mean, it is 25 to 30,000 days if you kind of calculate it. But the point is, they are fast slipping away. They're fast slipping away. And if we think about life, it's not a bell curve, right? There's a peak and it goes down. It's not an ascending line, start from zero and going up. And later in Psalm 139, David in verse 16, he writes that all our days ordained for us were written in your book before one of them came to be. You know, we are kind of in a descending line. Just like the hourglass doesn't stop, they're just disappearing minute after minute, hour after hour, day after day. Soon our days will be gone. One of our Christmas traditions in the Dashinger household is before we put up our Christmas decorations or in the middle of doing our Christmas decorations, if you want to take a break, we read through the Christmas cards that came the year before. So we kind of pack them up and pack them with our Christmas decorations. And last year we weren't here because we were in Sri Lanka. So we had to read through 2 years' worth of Christmas cards. Two things we noticed. First, each year the number of Christmas cards we receive got reduced because people are not in the habit of sending Christmas cards anymore. The second thing that we sadly noticed was some of our dear ones who used to send Christmas cards are no longer with us. They have gone to be with Jesus. The sad reality is there will be some of you who are sitting here today we may not see you at the end of next year. At the appointed time, we will return to dust. Our souls will fly away to its creator. Life is short. It is slipping away fast. Soon we will step into eternity, one long day of eternity. So what is Moses' advice for us when he reflects on the brevity, the shortness, and the soon passing away of life? How should we face the brand new year, which is upon us in a few hours? He says, have a look at verse 12 of Psalm 90. Teach us to number our days. Teach us to number our days. Now, what does that mean? Now, I'm counting days to go on a holiday. Now, those who know or don't know, I'm counting days. There's about 25 days before I celebrate my birthday. Perhaps you might be counting days towards something significant in your life. Now, that's not the counting Moses refers to here. When he asked us to ask God to teach us to number our days, rather than thinking it's just another day that's gone by, another day that's upon us, he's saying, teach us to add value, significance to each day. He's asking us to treat each day that we have on earth as a gift from God. A precious gift that we won't have again tomorrow. Once it's gone, it's gone. As somebody noted, the sand that goes down, you can't bring it up unless you turn it around. We can't do that in our life. Every day is unique. Every day is a day that prepares us for eternity. A gift that we should not waste, misuse, and abuse. Because it's easy, isn't it, to do that? Just sleep till the noon, play games, procrastinate in front of the TV or your computer screen, wallow in sin and lust. Drinking, partying, eating unhealthy food, living unhealthy lives. We can spend our days worrying, being anxious and angry and sad and jealous. If that's how you feel that you spent your year, this year, perhaps this morning is a time for you to repent. Ask forgiveness from God for wasting and abusing and misusing this precious gift that He has given us. And friends, we must learn to treat each day as a gift from God, something we need to give account to. Which means we must be good stewards of each day. Live in obedience to God, live pleasing lives to God. And when we do that, Moses says, we gain a heart of wisdom. In Proverbs 1:7, you probably know this one, describes wisdom. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge or wisdom in some translations. Fear here is not being frightened or scared of God or treating God as a monster. Now, fear here is another word for acknowledging God or trusting in God, revering God or worshipping God for who He is. So in Psalm 90, when Moses says, when we number our days, we gain a heart of wisdom, he's saying we won't run away from God. We won't ignore God. Rather, we run to God. We acknowledge God. We trust in God and find our security, our identity, value, purpose for each day in God. How do we number our days? How do we add value to our days? How do we acknowledge God in all our days? Have a look at verse 14. Here's another prayer that he prays. He says, satisfy us. He asks God, satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love. What is he saying? If we want to make every day count, we need to be satisfied, content, fulfilled in God each day. And we need to start early. We need to start in the morning. At the beginning of the day, we need to remind ourselves of God's love, his unending, never failing love. We need to remind ourselves at the beginning of the day, his faithfulness, his wisdom, his forgiveness. We need to fill our mind with God's word, not at the end of the day, because you all know, we all know at the end of the day, our minds are full, tired, exhausted. Do it at the beginning. Now you'd have heard this illustration being told around. If you are drinking a glass of water or coffee, and somebody comes and somebody bumps, what spills out? Sorry for the cleaners. What spills out? What's in your cup? If it's coffee, it is coffee. It is water, it's going to be water. And in the same way, if your life, if your heart, if your mind is filled with God, his love, his peace, his forgiveness, his mercy, when challenges come, they will come, friends. They will come throughout the year. When challenges bumps you, or when you have a fall, what will spill out when you have all those, guess what, all those things? Begin at the beginning. Put God first. First in the day, first in your marriage, first in your studies, first in your job, family, first in your decision making, your future planning. You get the picture, don't you? See God first and his righteousness, Jesus said. And now all these things will be added to you. Get into a habit of seeking God first. Not just opening your device and looking at that verse of the day and then just, oh, I had my fill of the day. Just verse of the day. That's not going to do anything. And you're going to do that on the run. Fill your life with God's word, with his love, his wisdom. And the result, Moses says, we must sing for joy and be glad in all our days. We must sing for joy and be glad in all our lives. Our days will be filled with gladness and songs of joy. Not that there won't be trouble, difficult seasons and hardships, disappointment, losses, sicknesses, as I said, they will come this year. There will be stuff that will come and knocks you out. But even through all these, when we are satisfied in God, we'll be able to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. Isn't it? So just like the hourglass, I mean, it's nearly finishing. I turned it over at about 1 or 2 past 10. And there's a few more minutes to go. In a few hours, this year is gone. We'll be given a brand new 366 days this year because it's a leap year, this new year. Guess what? It'll be soon over and we'll be saying, I can't believe it's Christmas. 2024. So would you make this your ambition and the prayer? Lord, teach us to number our days, that we may gain the heart of wisdom, that we may fear you all the days of our lives. Satisfy us with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad in all the days of our lives. I'm going to give us a minute to do that if you'd like to. Just if you want to make that your prayer for the new year. Would you do that? Let's do that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning, this day, this hour, Lord, that we can spend in your presence. Lord, to take stock of the year that's gone by, and Lord, to look forward for the year that is about to dawn on us. Lord, we recognize this hour that we had this morning, a lot of people don't have it. Father, we are thankful for the privilege of being here, listening to your word, praising you. And so, Father, help us to number each minute, each hour, each day. Help us to remember that every day that we have here on earth is a gift from you. Lord, help us to be good stewards of these days that you give us. Satisfy us, Lord, with your unfailing love, so that even through hardships and difficulties and darkness, Lord, we may be able to sing praises to you. May you be our vision as we step into the new year. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.